Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Milt Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Nagealing. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Johnny Nagealing. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The center fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The right fielder, Roy Cullenbine. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mickey Rocco. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Allie Reynolds. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Allie Reynolds. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge strikes out. One out. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns bunts towards third. Keltner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla strikes out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman takes first base on ball four. Burns moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Nagealing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagealing strikes out. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. Zarrilla strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hockett is hit by the pitch. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 0-for-1 in the game. Cullenbine hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett moves to third. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Hockett scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling is 0-for-1 in the game. Nagieling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0-for-1 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0-for-1 in the game. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Mac moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clift bunts for an out with unknown description. Gutteridge moves to second. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hockett hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. One out. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Christman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Rocco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rocco is 0 for 2 in the game. Rocco hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Nagieling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nagieling is 0 for 2 in the game. Nagieling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Clift hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mack takes first base on ball 4. Ali Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds bunts for an out with unknown description. Mack moves to second. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Roy Cullenbine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullenbine is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cullenbine hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0 for 3 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. Two outs. Milt Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 1, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.